Hello and welcome to another episode of The Philosophy Guy. So today's episode is essentially going to be about, you know, what is metaphysics and embracing the mysteries of our universe. So now before you kind of like turn off and like, oh, I know all there is to know about metaphysics. I don't need this. This is basic stuff. So what I want to say is I want to do what appears to be a basic topic, covering metaphysics and make it into a more kind of unique perspective for this show. So, you know, the show is about trying to make you think and rethink what you know, you believe to be the truth, and, you know, kind of remain curious and open, right? That's stuff I've said over and over and maybe some are getting sick of me saying it, but metaphysics is important to understand in this light. So I'm going to talk about it because of its relationship to consciousness, to meaning even, and purpose and stuff like that, which are going to start getting into more in the show, specifically consciousness and maybe its relation to meaning and stuff, and we'll get into that in a different episode. But today, and then you can listen to the start of that discussion in my episode with Jordan Bates as well, where we kind of start getting into that. But basically, so for example, with the mystery of consciousness having a resurgence, the renewed acceptance of mind-altering substances and the lack of progress in understanding consciousness through scientific research, I think it's important to reopen the discussion around metaphysics. Metaphysics is the field of study around the fundamental nature of reality, trying to understand the nature of the physical world, understanding supernatural experience and what it might exist in the great beyond, right? If that's even part of our reality, beyond, right? I guess that's a question in itself around metaphysics. So metaphysics, to me, is an interesting area of study because it looks to understand the most fundamental assumptions we have about reality. It's a field that no matter the knowledge you gather, you must remain open to the possibility of changing your mind. Always, always remaining open. Our metaphysics, especially around consciousness, it remains a mysterious field of study to this day. And for me, this makes it an extremely intriguing pursuit for, you know, you to take a personal journey for understanding your kind of metaphysics. And most importantly, the vast amount of mysteries we have around it, the vast amount of mysteries, because I find something humbling about metaphysics because it's an area, or maybe better put, pursuit that has some of our deepest mysteries to answer, right? And once you internalize that mystery, that wonder, you begin to see, damn, you know, this grand cosmos is vast, right? And maybe you already realize that, but you kind of start realizing it more as you go down this road. And maybe that truth I assume to know, maybe that isn't so certain. Maybe I shouldn't get so angry. Maybe I should respect people's kind of pursuit of understanding and knowing themselves. It forces you to go, you know, whoa, I need to reconsider everything I thought I knew. It just pushes you and forces you to sit down in your chair and listen. It's basically what maybe like an analogy to use. So from this, we must accept that it can be frustrating jumping into the study of metaphysics. Why? Because you have to accept the very, very real reality that you will not come to the solid or concrete and foundational answers you seek. You won't be left proclaiming, yes, you know, I have it. This is it. I found the truth. I'm done. I can sit down. I can relax. I can enjoy life. It's over. No more pursuing. No more pursuing knowledge. I got it all figured out. I got the truth. I'm done. Now I'm going to force the truth down other people's. And they have to accept this truth because I found it. I have it. How many people do we know that have done something like that or around that idea? It's just understanding that this pursuit is never done. We won't have the answers, but I think that's okay because I can tell you in pursuing metaphysics, you will find the very real reality of your own ignorance, and that's okay. And it's almost like even for me, because you feel yourself being pulled towards trying to accept some sort of truth, trying to accept this a truth, the truth. But you always have to kind of remind yourself of that ignorance. Remind yourself, no, this isn't it. Continue pursuing. There's more to know. I'm missing something. Reminding yourself of that over and over and over again. It's like a reaffirmation over again of what you're committed to do. You're committed to wonder. You're committed to openness. You're committed to that blank slate, that idea. So I find myself fascinated with metaphysics because it deals with many major issues being discussed in our culture today. Debated topics from the existence of God, the nature of consciousness, neuroscience, and quantum mechanics, you know, those big hot button issues. These areas include some of the biggest mysteries we face in this strange reality. And many might find it disheartening to examine a field that makes you feel as though the answers to the questions it raises are unattainable. But remember, many of the questions we have solid answers to today were once seen as unattainable. What is the sun? What causes the seasons? What are those shiny dots in the sky? We once saw these questions as unattainable, mysteries of our universe, mysteries that we created intricate magical stories around. Now people are not asking themselves these questions as much, at least, because we've essentially attained reliable answers. And that's why I say is reliable answers that we can likely build off of. Because that is not to say that we, so like, although we have answers to these questions, it doesn't mean we have all the answers. So for example, what is the sun? We know a lot about the sun, but we also know that there's still a lot of questions around the sun and possibility around the sun. I'm not going to go into that because I'm not an expert on the chemistry and the understanding the sun, basically. So, but the point is I know that there's still some mystery left, but we have some things to build off of that says, okay, what can we learn? If we say we know this, what can we learn from that while still questioning that thing? So that doesn't mean we stop questioning. It means we refocus. So although we're not at, you know, working so hard on what causes the seasons because we have some good answers, we don't stop questioning. We just refocus our questions to other areas maybe related to that. And I think that's the key. And I hope that makes sense. So part of doing metaphysics is being willing to be frustrated, being willing to admit your own ignorance in order to ensure you remain open to discovering the right questions, such as, you know, why has science made many discoveries and understandings of the brain, yet consciousness, this experience of consciousness, the experience of a red apple, it remains a glaring, glaring mystery. In reality, you know me, if you've been listening for a while, I'm fascinated by the stories we create, why we create them, why do we follow them? And metaphysics is one of the biggest stories we can create. It's the story of the fucking universe. And then poof, all of a sudden, that's what you're building off of, essentially. And as I journey into metaphysics, something you can expect from me is, as I'm not going to tell you the metaphysical positions that you need to hold. It's more of like, here's some information, take it for what you will, right? So these are the principles of reality, that type of language. I'm not going to say, these are the principles of reality. You must follow them because I am just so wise and blah, blah, blah. That's not me. I'm not very wise. So I'm not going to try and establish my rightness to you. That's not the game I'm playing. I'm playing the game of wonder. And I'm not trying to force my positions on people. And if I want you to do anything, it's to play the game of wonder with me. Take it with me, you know, while still finding your own little tunnel to follow. You follow your own path, essentially. You can still learn from other people's paths, and I am taking my own path, and you can learn from that if you wish, right? It's kind of that idea. So stick with me here, because later I want you to consider what the question of why are you here means in relation to metaphysics. So first, let's get into like kind of the science of uncertainty. So in reality, all fields of study bring this sort of baggage of uncertainty along with it. Take science, the field of study that is seen and widely accepted as the most reliable, best at helping us find the truth and understanding our reality. And in large part, it does a wonderful job of helping us attain reliable answers to difficult questions. That question of, what is the sun? Well, science did a good job of giving us reliable answers to that question. But even science relies upon assumptions, and that's a key point. Why? Well, science relies on, to get kind of detailed-ish, I guess, science relies on inductive reasoning, where the arguments made don't have their premises guaranteeing their conclusions. The conclusions are likely, but they're not certain. Thus, even the most accepted, well-researched, and widely understood theory in science could turn out to be false. That's the reality of our ability to discover knowledge, and that's a reality I think some people just need to be reminded of, honestly. And metaphysics is important because it provides the assumptions for science to work off of. But part of that is being willing to raise the questions science would not be willing to consider. And I think that's something else that hopefully, and maybe it is here, having a resurgence in our society. A common saying in the philosophy of science when dealing with creating these assumptions for scientific inquiry, metaphysics in, metaphysics out. Meaning the metaphysics a scientific theory uses will be seen in the conclusions and explanations of that theory. The metaphysics will connect, which helps us understand the importance of metaphysics. It creates the assumptions for understanding our world. So, but it's also like remembering that, hey, the assumptions for understanding our world, remembering that key word, assumptions. So you have to consider, ask yourself, what assumptions are you going to make about the world? What assumptions are you willing to make? Which assumptions do you want to make? So what is metaphysics? Well, it's partially the acceptance of us lacking definitive knowledge. But with this understanding, we begin to understand the scope, the nature, and the depth of the difficult questions we face as humans when trying to understand our reality, not just understanding our reality, attempting to understand it. The wisdom of metaphysics is in appreciating the difficulty in answering these questions. So don't embrace, you know, knowing the answers to metaphysical questions. Embrace the mystery of them, the mystery around them, the mystery that remains around them. And this is something I've realized around this discussion, that maybe a lot of us have similar truths around various topics, but it's also about how those similar truths are internalized, interpreted, and understood differently by each individual. Because really, when we look at metaphysics, it's forcing you to ask a very personal question, the personal question of, why am I here? This often offshoots into meaning. It shoots off into purpose and finding happiness, yada, yada. But that doesn't answer, why are you here? You, the subjective you that is listening to this right now. But sure, from that question, we can discuss physics, chemistry, and biology, and those topics are interesting, right? But what do other worlds have to say about the question of, why are you here? Plus, like I kind of said earlier, maybe it's not about the answers. It's about knowing what we can possibly know. Accepting that you won't find the answers is key to understanding what you can possibly know. Because a new realization in my life, for me at least, is take nihilism or existentialism. Those ideas are interesting. They're interesting to consider. Interesting about, you know, what they say about the world and maybe some hard truths. But do they really make you feel good? At least nihilism, because does it make you feel good? Does it give you the sense of something being bigger than yourself? And for some people, maybe it does the job, especially as existentialism. I can see it doing the job, because to some extent it would for me, embracing your ultimate freedom, right? That idea. That's a fulfilling feeling, that you have freedom. You don't need to follow the narratives. You can create your own. That's fulfilling, this understanding. But it's like you're also trying to pursue a narrative that gives you that meaning. So where do we find that? So another question offshoots that. So you're looking for something more, even from what existentialism and nihilism give you. That understanding, it's opened me to a new perspective on spirituality, connecting with a feeling, key point, feeling of something bigger than myself. It's not saying that thing exists necessarily, but it's the feeling that is very real to me. So understanding, don't go after one single religion telling you to follow one single truth, their truth, only their truth for spirituality. Finding something that fits you, though, is okay. But be skeptical of those religions that say, I have the truth, I hold the truth, follow my truth, and that's it. And if you don't, you'll be punished, right? That idea. And I don't have the answers, and I haven't chosen the answers. That's maybe a point for you, the listener, to understand about me. So metaphysics, to kind of conclude this, try to conclude this episode here. Maybe understanding the mystery, embracing the mystery, makes you become hyper aware of other things in your life, other areas that you can say, well, wait, why am I dismissing that piece of knowledge? Whether it's politics, ideas around meaning, stuff in philosophy, spirituality, mystical experience, whatever it is, forcing yourself to ask yourself that question around mystery and knowledge, being skeptical of not only thinking yourself knows better than others, but people who proclaim to know better than others, as though they or you hold the truth, the forbidden knowledge for the question, why are you here? But not everyone will want to take this journey either. That's okay. Most won't. It can be a dark place. Some find peace in the stories they follow. Although if you are listening, you've likely already chosen to take the journey of wonder, heard the calling, pursuing the desire for answers to the unanswerable, going into metaphysics, wondering, why are we here? It's work at times. It's work for me at times. Doubt, uncertainty, and embracing that possible abyss. And I think when people are ready to embrace that journey, though, it's important to allow it to embrace you, in a sense, because it brings down walls that were within yourself, walls that you didn't even recognize were there, walls that you then realize were preventing you from being yourself. You were living partially with those walls up. Embracing that uncertainty brings about more fulfillment, even though I'll admit, I don't think I'm close. But I'm enjoying the feeling of allowing the walls to come down and uncertainty to enter, because it makes me feel like I'm actualizing more of myself. But anyway, I'm glad you've joined the ride. You know, it's fun at the end of the day. But all I have to say is, let's keep embracing wonder. And as always, thank you for listening and tune in next time. Peace.